hasn't even started. It's Friday, I'm in love. Saturday, wait. Sunday always comes too late. Friday, never hesitate. I don't care if Monday's black, Tuesday, Wednesday, heart attack, or Thursday, never looking back, it's Friday, I'm in love.
The guns in the sky. The guns in the sky.
From American Canyon to Forestville, St. Helena to Wingo, and all around the world on the World Wide Web, you're in the Vinyl Cave. Turn it up.
Words, weapons, sharpened knives. Makes you wonder how the other half died. Other half died. Makes you wonder, wonder. But here comes the man with a look in his eye. It's fair or nothing. But full of pride. Look at them go. Look at them kick. Makes you wonder how the other half lived. the world, the look in its eye. Future uncertain, but certainly slight. Look at the faces, listen to the bells. It's hard to believe we need a place called hell. Place called hell. The devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. Devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. A woman with a look in her eye. She's dressed on leather with flesh on the lines. Words and weapons, sharpen the knives. Makes you wonder how the other half died. The devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. The devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. The devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. Devil inside, devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. Oh.
Let you know.
There's something about you, girl, that makes me sweat. I'm lonely.
You're listening to The Vinyl Cave with your host, DJ Dragonfly.
Valley of the Moon Amateur Radio Club will be holding a worldwide ARRL Field Day event at the east end of the Sonoma Sky Park Airport hangars located at 21870 8th Street. The event runs from 24 hours starting on Saturday, June 27th from 11 a.m. to Sunday, June 28th at 11 a.m. Come see what ham radio is all about and how emergency radio communications are performed.
For more information and to learn how you can get involved with Valley of the Moon Amateur Radio Club, visit their website at vomarc.org. That's vomarc.org.
And now back to DJ Dragonfly and the Vinyl Cave.
Thank you very much, Jeff Gilbert. And here's some more In Excess from the album Kick in the Vinyl Cave.
Yeah. I've known you well. If you wanna stay, that's alright. But you want me, you can. And then you come a running to me. And baby, baby, that's alright. Oh, that's alright. Hey, that's alright. Now she's gone. She's walking away. A red dress on. The long.
Just the beginning, sports fans. That's an incredible way to start an album. Side one of INXS's Kick. And that's the last song on side one, the loved one. Before that, Mediate, the monster hit, Need You Tonight, Devil Inside, New Sensation, Guns in the Sky. 1987, they had some expert help too, produced by Chris Thomas. And mixed by Bob Clearmountain, both professionals who worked with the Rolling Stones, the Pretenders, and just an incredible sound off of that. That's on Atlantic Records. And hey, welcome to the Vinyl Cave. This show comes to you every Friday night on your Voice of the Valley, 91.3 FM, all around Sonoma County and beyond. Apparently 600 square miles and all the way to the International Space Station all around the world on the World Wide Web at www.ksvy.org. We appreciate our international listeners who are tuning in, and we love it when you send requests. You can do that through the Vinyl Cave on Facebook, and you can also phone in hot at 707-933-9133, wherever you may be. My friends, I am excited about tonight's show because we've got a special guest tonight. We've got in the studio, live and in person, we have Kimberly Kai. And she's just tuning up her guitar right now, and we're gonna get her on board here, and we're gonna be talking with her and playing some of her music. She's got a new record out. We'll be talking about that, and we'll be enjoying some string music here tonight in the Vinyl Cave. Very excited to have you in here tonight, Kimberly. Let's see if the microphones are working.
All right.
Yeah, there you are.
I'm talking. And
there you are. But you could put on one of the earphones. Okay. It's sort of like playing, what's it called? Shell game. To see if it, can you hear me in the headphones?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, we're two for two here. It's two for two Friday. And welcome.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here.
Yeah, well, great to have you here, and this is your first time in KSVY, right?
Yes, it is.
Well, fantastic, and we went into the green room and we discovered that there were treats there for us, some libations, some cold libations, which is always fun, and welcome to your Friday. You have put out a new album. It seems like you're writing songs all the time. Why don't you tell us about how you got playing with music and got into your muse?
For sure. Yes. Yeah. So on Earth Day, I released 9 songs into the world in the form of the album Currents of Grace. And pretty much I'm part of a monthly creator circle. And I love the rhythm of gathering in this way. It's an online group. And on the new moon, we're given a seed, and that is in the form of a topic. Usually it's like 2 words or something, so it's not just one, but sometimes it's just been a one word topic. But this has given me an assignment, I would say. It's kind of like mandated a relationship with the muse in order to show up in the way that I want to show up to that process. And that just helped. It was like going to the gym a little bit. My inner teenager does not like to be assigned topics to be creative with. And yet I was genuinely surprised and pleased with what would arise when I would just give a little space to work with the given theme.
Nice. So that started Earth Day this year.
Well, that's when I released the album, but I've been in that creative circle for about a year and a half, and I'm trying to think if every single song was generated in that way, and I don't think so. No, so the first one, Soaring, was not, but most of the others were.
Okay. Yeah. And you continue to meet with these folks on a regular basis?
Yep, so every new moon, we both kind of present what we did in the last month and receive a new topic.
Nice. Who's facilitating that?
Diana Igizi, and she is a wonderful singer-songwriter and has some songs out as well. And Maggie Torek, who also has beautiful music out there. They join forces together and collaborate with that project.
And yeah. How big is your New Moon group?
It's pretty small. There's about, 5 of us if we're all showing up. So there's definitely room out there. Any of you who are listening and want to have some support in showing up to your creative process, there's definitely room. It's $11 a month. So
wow,
it's pretty affordable.
Yeah, love the 11. Which town is that in?
Well, it is an online forum.
Pardon, you said online.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's
wherever you are.
Wow.
If you can zoom in, you're there.
Very nice. And so you released this album on Earth Day this year, 2026. And there are how many songs on it?
There's 9 songs.
9 songs. And would you like for us to play one of them?
Sure.
Can we do that? Can
yeah.
we introduce the world to Kimberly Kai?
Yeah, well, I'm thinking Sing Me, Dance Me is kind of fun because...
Okay. As a first one to
Sure, because I think music can move us in many ways, whether it's moving our bodies through the form of dance or as we're singing along. So the idea with this chorus is that it's a sing-alongable chorus. And what's also fun is that a local DJ and music artist... electronic music artist Jesse Klein did a remix of that same song. So there's 2 versions of it, you might see. But I think we should start with the folk version, and then maybe later we can play the electronic one.
Oh, there's two versions
mm-hmm.
on here?
Yeah.
So Sing Me, Dance Me?
Yeah. So look for the one that's maybe not, doesn't say electronic remix.
Oh, okay. You may have to. Yeah, I don't see 2 versions here. I only see 9 songs. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, okay, because you're
6,
in my album.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So it's not on the same the remix is separate from the album. But
okay.
But I think "Singing Dance Me" is the second song. So
it is.
So why don't we go with we can start.
We'll go with that.
Yeah.
Super. That's nice. And so yes, this is Kimberly Kai, and the name of the album is Currents of Grace,
mm-hmm.
and. The name of the song is Sing Me, Dance Me. You're in the Vinyl Cave, but where else would you be?
Birds greet dawn with songs that soar. Whales vocalize across distant shores. The chirp of crickets form a choir. The frogs call out with their desire. La 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 la. Song fills empty space, the power of word, an act of grace. My cells vibrate with love so true. Through breath and sound, I'm born anew.
Sing Me, Dance Me, Kimberly Kai. It's awesome. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Great. Tell us about who else is on this.
For sure. It's a collaborative project. And Scott Elliott Ferreter laid down the guitar and the bass. And he is my music mentor and my guitar teacher, as well as the producer on this album. And another Sonoma County resident, Stefan Wagner, did the backup vocal harmonies. Mm.
Nice. Yeah, it's that dance part has some really cool bottom on it. I almost thought that there was a acoustic bass on there, but he's got some fancy fingers that are holding it down.
Yeah, he's a gifted bassist, and we do have a stand-up bass in the studio as well as an electric there's one.
But are they on that track?
Yeah, I don't actually remember what okay. you have been done, but you could have named it. You could have called it.
Could have. Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. And how long did it take you to record 9 songs for your album, Currents of Grace?
I was working on that, I would say, for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like any baby, it takes 9 months plus.
Right, exactly.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Previous to this, what was your musical experience?
Well, this is where I can offer some inspiration to listeners out there who feel like maybe they missed the boat or something, because I'm really a late bloomer along these lines and did not study music formally until 2.5 years ago, when I started to take weekly guitar lessons and practice daily. So that would be when I would say I started to really take music seriously. Before then, I always loved to sing. I would sing in the shower, in the car, that kind of person. But was a little shy. But then when there were community circles and there were opportunities for everybody to sing, I just loved those so much. And so would make those a part of my life, I would say. I remember when I attended Hebrew school growing up, there that was the first time that there was that sense of everyone, let's sing these songs. So, yeah. So I would say when I was 7 was when I was introduced to that sort of thing. But I didn't Unfortunately, I kind of dabbled a little bit in the guitar when I was 16 for about a year. And then I got into drama instead, which is related, right?
So, yes, certainly.
So, yeah, in terms of like using the voice and whatnot. But yes, so that was my history. And then it was really sitting and circle with people. There was a group that we would meet about monthly, and there was an invitation for everybody to have a chance to share something, whether it was a poem that they just found and wanted to read, or whether it was something that they wrote. And then that became a place where I felt called to really bring music that I started to write, or poems that I started to write, because I noticed that when people shared those, they were sharing some aspect of their soul, and it was very moving. And so I was like, well, I wanna give that much of myself to this. So I would say that also that invitation and having that kind of space was really, really helped me. And then that dovetailed with my creative circle, right? So then I actually would have something to share.
Right. Very nice. So it sounds like you had a couple of different places where you're, you allowed your muse to come through in a couple of different places, right? Different communities of people that may or may not have known each other. And you dove in. Once you started feeling it, you dove in and started creating and sharing that. Very nice. Stay on that thought. Stay a moment, for I have to press a button and give a station break. You're here in the Vinyl Cave with Kimberly Kai. We're going to play some more of her music, and we're going to even have a little live in the studio strumming with her in just a little while. Thanks for being here.
You're listening to the Vinyl Cave with your host, DJ Dragonfly. This health moment is brought to you in part by Sonoma Valley Hospital.
It's important to take an active role in your health care. Research shows that patients who have good relationships with their physicians and communicate well are more often satisfied with their care. To accomplish this, be proactive in providing your doctor with personal information. Then listen carefully and ask questions if needed. Don't leave your appointment until you feel you understand everything that was discussed. Make notes if you need to, and follow up later if you have more questions. Your symptoms change, or you did not get the results you expected. Clear and honest communication with your physician is important to getting the care you need.
Entertainment is blooming across Sonoma Valley, and the calendar is filling up fast. From live music and wine tasting to community gatherings, art shows, festivals, and nightlife, there's something happening almost every day and night of the week once the Tuesday night market season kicks into gear. KSVY and Sonoma TV have been hard at work updating the community calendar at SonomaValleyEvents.com to help you discover what's happening around the valley. Need inspiration for your next night out? Looking for live music, local culture, or family-friendly fun? Visit ksvy.org and click Sonoma Valley Events on our website header and let the good times roll.
And now back to DJ Dragonfly and the Vinyl Cave.
Thank you very much, Jeff Gilbert, for that incredible introduction. Welcome back to the Vinyl Cave. Here we are with Kimberly Kai, and we're talking about what to do next. And so, really, we could do either thing. We were thinking about maybe her strumming an acoustic version of one of the songs off of her album.
Yes. I would say, since I'm tuned in this way, maybe go for a newer song.
Oh, okay. Song that's not on the album.
Yeah.
Love
That's
it.
Okay.
Okay, great. What's the name of it?
This one is called Change is Here to Stay.
What inspired you to write Change is Here to Stay?
Well, the topic for my New Moon group was change. So I had to write a song about change. But then
Change is Here to Stay.
True to form, this song has changed. Then recently I was invited to make some changes to the song, and and then this is the redone version. So let me
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So, and I feel it's very timely. My next album is going to be called Anthems for Change in Solidarity. I have some songs that I've imagined can be brought for demonstrations, expressing solidarity in that way. And just, it feels like we really are feeling like our world is changing. I know that that's in the air. I think there can be some anxiety along these lines. So like, I really wanted to write a song that was embracing change and how do we, how do we feel good about all the changes?
I love the contradictory sound of that change is here to stay. Nothing is permanent, but change and change is here to stay. Love it. And that's what we're going to hear now. Arrange yourself. And that sounds great.
Good.
Night turns to day. Day turns to night. Far fades to winter with the waning of the light. Rivers run faster as the snow melts away. Leaves let go in silence when summer can stay. Changing, changing, it's always changing. Every day in most every way. Changing, changing, it's always changing. Change indeed is here to stay. We can learn and love more day by day. All will evolve, come what may. Tadpoles grow legs and dragonflies rise, shedding old forms beneath open skies. Like roots seeking water, we explore and we grow. Yearning toward truth, we expand what we know. Changing, changing, it's always changing. Every day in most every way. Changing, changing, it's always changing. Change indeed is here to stay. We can learn and love more day by day. All will evolve, come for me. Change can bring hope, change brings relief, change brings regret and gut-wrenching grief. So even as it's changing within and around me, may I hold myself compassionately. Watches, there's a part of me that's still my silent witness is full of goodwill. All I have is here and now, there are no guarantees. May this help me. Holds life preciousness more tenderly. Changing, changing, it's always changing. Every day in most every way. Changing, changing, it's always finding love more day by day. All will leave off, come what may.
The hypnotic song. It's great. Thank you.
It's fun and also a little nerve-wracking to play one so hard off the press. So sorry for the little
slow-mo. Love.
That one's just been really alive for me in the last couple weeks.
And where do you go to write your music? You do write at home? Do you write outside? Right in your car.
Shower. Do you know, it's funny because it's different places for different songs. I would say the bridge to that song happened on my drive back to Shasta. So what I end up doing is just taking voice memos. And so I'll come back from the drive and I'll have like 10 voice memos of just me brainstorming different things. So part of that song happened on a drive. Generally I'm at home. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have a cozy chair. I
tend to write most of my songs when I'm in the car.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Rhythm of the road.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Things that you see, things you might hear. Yeah. It's great. Love that. If you had to, identify one song on your album that you feel is the most personal, which one would it be?
Oh, that's a great question. The most personal. I'm going to have to maybe even look at them. I mean, I will say Soaring was my New Year's song. Let's see. Well, Soul Speak.
Soaring was your New Year's song. What does that mean?
What does that really mean? Well, I released it on New Year's Day, but it felt like it was like my song into this year of just new beginnings for me with wanting to share my music more. So that was, there was a way I was just being with, there's a little story to how a hawk inspired that, and then the turkey vultures further inspired that song. So that one's just near to my heart. Although I would say the most personal would be Soul Speak, which has a mandolin in it. And that, I know that you're a mandolin player, right?
I am.
And that was one that, so that might be kind of fun. That one was about, this one has a playful edge to it, but it was really about like trying to create more of a relationship with the inner voice. And I was just really feeling into what are the different ways that I'm, that I know something is communicating to me from deep within. So like when tears well up in my eyes, if someone's saying something, I'm like, okay, wow, that something is moving me, right? Or I get, you know, people talk about goosebumps. I experience a shimmer and, more and more, it's kind of like up my spine or the crown of my head. So that the song starts with that one. But there's just different ways that I think of that. There's a wise part of me that's speaking to me, and it's not in words. So that song, I would say, was probably the most personal, and it's a little quirky. But yeah, it's a fun one.
That's Soul Speak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can we hear that one?
Yeah, let's go ahead and listen to that, and then you can hear the mandolin solo in there.
I'd like that. Cool. And this is off of Kimberly Kai's album, Currents of Grace. And the name of the song is Soul Speak. And it's, almost live here in the Vinyl Cave.
My soul speaks to me in many a way. I try and listen every day. Mm-hmm. I listen, I listen, I listen along to my higher self. as she sings her song. I know my soul speaking to me when I feel a shimmer of energy. I know my soul speaking to me when I feel a shimmer of energy. Shimmery, 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 shine, tingling round this body of mine. Shimmery, 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 shine, tingling at the crown of my spine. When I ask myself what is true, my heart, it knows just what it wants to do. When I ask myself what is true, my heart, it knows just what it wants to do. Yippity, 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 yay, the lightness of joy shows me the way. Yippity, 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 yay, the lightness of joy shows me the way. If life is but a cosmic dance, what if nothing happens by chance?
Get to that one. We're back in the Vinyl Cave, and that was Soul Speak by Kimberly Kai. We're going to take a station identification break, and then we'll come back for some more fun here in the Vinyl Cave.
You're listening to the Vinyl Cave with your host, DJ Dragonfly.
KSVY Sonoma.
Programming for KSVY is brought to you in part by
The Schoen Group, located in beautiful downtown Sonoma. The Schoen Group is affiliated with Sotheby's International Realty. Our goal is to be your realtor, consultants, and representative for many generations to come. For information and guidance regarding Wine Country Real Estate, you may contact us at 707-933-1515 or visit schoengroup.com.
And now back to DJ Dragonfly and the Vinyl Cave.
And back with Kimberly Guy. I wanted to ask you, how do you get your music on Spotify?
Well, there's distribution services. So I use DistroKid. But they really make it easy because there's so many streaming platforms. So Spotify is just one of many. More than you'd realize. Of course, there's Apple Music, and there's going to be Amazon Music and YouTube Music. Tidal is one. So they just do all of that for you.
They do it. What's that mean, they do it all for you?
Well, you send them, mm-hmm.
Wave files?
The music file, and the album art cover, and then all the credits of all the various musicians.
Yeah. And they post it? And it doesn't cost anything to post it with them?
No, you do pay them for that service.
Is it a lot of money?
No, I think they've really made it very accessible. Mm-hmm. So we're looking in the $40 a year, and that's unlimited songs to post. Yeah, and that's why there's 100,000 songs a day that are being released into the world.
That's great. Yeah. I mean, that's really great.
Right.
It's great that they can handle that they can somehow make that work.
Yeah, it really opens it up to everybody to share.
Yeah. Really, yeah. Seems like the promise of the 60s of free music actually has come true.
Yeah, it's amazing times like that.
Yeah, right. I mean, when you think about